Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Do you exercise? Do you go to the gym? Are you a couch potato? What is your lifestyle like? Are you stuck at a desk all day long? Well, I have with me today two of my friends, Susan, who is excellent in terms of nutrition and diet, and Todd, who is excellent at exercising, being that he is Mr. Arkansas five times and also placed in the top five in the over 50 group across the nation. Todd, Susan, welcome.
Hi, Susan.
What would you guys recommend, and Todd, you can go first since you're the bodybuilder, in terms of strength training, making it simple and easy for people, something they can do at home?
The first thing that I would do, Michael, is find out what they like to do, because no matter what you do, if you don't like doing an exercise program, say going to the gym intimidates you or whatever, you're not going to last long. So find that what you like to do. From there, find the type time of day that you like to do it in. So many people say, well, I don't feel good in the morning. I know I need to do it in the morning. No, you don't. You can do it in the evening, whatever time is convenient and whatever time is good for you. Then from there, all you need to do are the very basic fundamentals of move the body. Michael, these people who we know of that are centenarians, that have been around for 100 years plus, they all have that in common. They live in small communities. They walk and they have gardens, so they're constantly moving the body. That's really the trick. You don't have to go to the gym and do the latest fad workout. You just need to be consistently moving the body as you age.
Fabulous. Susan, I know you do strength training.
I agree with all of that, Todd. And I would also say be consistent. So many people start a program and then they stop. And remember, it takes about 21 days for your mind, your brain, to accept a new habit. So if you're new to exercise, chances are you'll have this voice come up in your head after the third day that you're too sore, you don't need to do this, you've done enough. Continue for 21 days, and then you'll get to the point where you feel so good that it will be easier then to work out. Next, don't sit longer than an hour. If you work at a desk, it is just terrible for your body to sit without getting up and moving around. Make sure every hour on the hour that you're sitting, you get up and you move your arms, you walk, you step in place, do whatever you can to keep your body active.
And if you're self-conscious, one of the things you can do is, and if somebody, you know, your boss says to you, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the restroom. Go to the bathroom, go into a stall, and work out. Jump up and down, run in place, swing your arms up and down. No one's going to see you. And, you know, if they ask you what took you so long, well, you know, I'm really slow when I'm going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know,
I love that excuse. And it is something I really do believe, Michael, that, again, as we age, the dying process, the degradation process is the loss of muscle and bone. And the way we keep that is by constantly, and I agree with Susan, it's consistency more than anything else at the top of my list, is being consistent with the program. But also, too, we've got to do these resistance type of training to build muscle and build bones. And what is resistance training? Calisthenic type of stuff, push-ups, set-ups, squat thrust, these basic lunges, very basic fundamental exercises that you can do at home. You don't have to do anything elaborate. All you have to do is these very basic fundamental calisthenic exercises, and that will be enough to preserve muscle, build muscle and bones as we age.
Yes, and you can use your... See, I like what you said, Todd. You can use your body as the weight.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea to have a few dumbbells in your home, and I'm not talking about the people you live with. I'm talking about the weight. And that's great. And if you don't want to go to a gym because you don't feel comfortable or you don't have the funds, you can always get good DVDs and do something at home. But when you add that extra lean muscle tissue on your body, that's what's going to boost your metabolism. And it takes about 6 weeks to really reshape your body And in about 4 to 6 months, you can add on about 10 pounds of good lean muscle tissue, which will burn about 500 extra calories a day. So you've got to be consistent, and you've got to get the sleep at night, Todd, right? Because that's when you build your muscle. You take it from being weak and flabby to strong and toned.
And the only way to do that is stimulated, and you're right, Susan, to rest it. We have to work out, but we also have to work at recovery. And the recovery side is the right foods, the right diet, protein, carbs, a good clean food, and more than anything, resting, good attitudes, good thought of mind, good state of mind, positive thoughts, and then a lot of good deep sleep. You bet. We have to recover at night. If not, you're just going to catch up.
You know, talking about recovering, I'm wondering what us elder gentlemen can do who seem to be losing the fat where we need it the most, in our butt. You know, I go to the gym, and, you know, after the workout, you want to go take a shower. And, you know, guys, you know, we walk around naked. And you look at these older guys that are close to my age or any older, and you see the hanging flesh in the back. I think I called it old man butt. And, oh, my God, is that ugly looking? And unfortunately, I can't see myself from behind, so I know I'm not dealing with it yet.
Well, beauty's in the eye of the beholder here, Michael.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
And
I'll tell you this, Michael, the one thing that I
squats preach. And lunges.
Yes. Susan, you beat me to the punch. There's lunges. If you want to preserve that backside, men and women lose it over time, and it's not just fat you're losing, but the body starts eating muscle tissue. In the first place, it brings it down. It's where you have it the most, in your butt and your legs. So it starts eating that away, and we see these older people as they age with flat butts, small legs, and what we have to do is stimulate that muscle to grow. And how we do that? Very simply, walking lunges. It's a beautiful exercise, doesn't involve weights, and you can do it outside in the park, and it doesn't take long to do. So it's one of the best ones for building the backside of the body, for sure.
And even if you're at your desk, you can get up and sit back down, but right before your buttocks touches the seat, you get back up again and down. And every hour, do 30, 50 of those, you'll begin to see a change in your sagging butt, Michael.
Wonderful, because I'm tired, you know, I have to cover all the mirrors in the house. I feel like I'm sitting Shiva. But there was something also, you mentioned walking, and one of the things I always bring up when I do consumer lectures is to tell people, if you can't exercise, if you're too heavy, you know, some people, because of their weight, it hurts their joints.
Yes.
And that's
the only thing they should do, Michael, in that situation is walk. We find now, through science, that the best fat loss activity that we know of is a slow pace, hour long, methodical walk. Nothing fast paced, just a slow hour walk. So you can hold a conversation, talk on the phone, talk to someone beside you. Consistently walking at 4 to 5 times a week, an hour a day, will pull off the weight in and of itself. You don't have to do anything else. Just walk, get outside, and it does so many other things for the body as well.
I agree. And I would also say, to help the buttocks and the thighs look nice, like J-Lo, or like Todd, if you can find a hill to walk up, or if there's a curb, little step-ups, up left, up right, you know, down left, down right, do 50 of those if where you're walking is completely flat, because that's almost like doing a little resistance training with your legs. So you can combine the simulation of gym work with the walk if you find a hill, and that's one of the reasons I love to hike up the hills here in Santa Monica.
With the last 15 seconds, because what would you have as an imparting word of wisdom, Todd?
Simple, logical stuff here. Exercise, eat right, sleep well, get a dog, find somebody to hug you.
You got it. I'm Michael Schwartz, and this is The Healthy Self on Radio MD.